Big data is all the rage these days, especially in the world of healthcare. And as Vermont looks to compile a massive repository of insurance claims information, it's become a legal testing ground for the future of health reform nationally. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The legal contours of a case known as Gobay versus Liberty Mutual Insurance Company are complex, but they center on Vermont's quest for the big data that policymakers say they need to reshape the healthcare industry.
You know, with our type 1 diabetics, how good are we at controlling their blood sugar? How often are we seeing them? You know, those type of questions, looking at a total population, those happen through big data. And so it's things like V-cures that allow that to happen.
That's Al Gobay, the namesake in the Vermont case, and the chairman of the Green Mountain Care Board, a five-person panel that oversees virtually all aspects of the healthcare industry in Vermont. The V-Cures database he's referring to is supposed to be a repository for every health claim in the state. But that claim's data comes from insurance companies, and one of them is not willing to hand it over. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company says Vermont has no authority to compel it to disclose the data, and Gobay says their refusal has shrouded the grand view that providers and regulators need to evaluate the system as a whole.
You know, it would be awful tough to judge the majesty of the Green Mountains through the vision of a drinking straw. And so it's the same thing in health regulation. The smaller the pool that you can look at, the more inaccurate you are.
The lack of Liberty Mutual's data is more of a speck in the viewfinder than a wholesale blockage. It represents only 137 patients in all of Vermont. But Gobay says the issue is one of precedent, and in order to preserve the integrity of data in the future, he's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to establish that precedent now. Liberty Mutual says that since the claims in question involve a self-insurance plan, it's exempt from state regulations calling for the release of the data. A federal law known as ERISA governs self-insurance plans, and that federal law preempts state statute. Vermont won its case in a lower court in 2013, but the Second Circuit Court of Appeals overturned that decision in February of 2014. Tricia Riley is the executive director of the nonpartisan National Academy of State Health Policy. Riley says efforts to create all-payer databases in 15 other states hinge on the outcome of Vermont's case.
You need that baseline. You need to know what you're spending to know what you're going to save. You need that information to figure out new ways of delivering health care.
Gobay says he expects to learn by Monday whether the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.